I was born bold.
Worth's app makes mobile ordering easy. Download it now. The value of coin remained the same today at $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us today. You two Muppets get us bleary-eyed tradies up and about every day. Thanks for making a crap year that little bit better. That's cheers from Chris up in Bateman's Bay, Wispy.
And this one too. Love listening to you both every morning while I work on my farm. Your farming stories always give me a good laugh. That's a backhander, that, Gary. Enjoy your holidays and look forward to hearing you again in the new year.
Let's hope so. Benny Gale joined us the Monday after the Tigers were magnificent premiers again. And he's been busy, I see, since then. A $60 million revamp of the Punt Road Oval's about to, or hopefully to be undertaken. But there is some difficult decisions in amongst that. And Benny's joined us on the line to talk them through. G'day, Brendan.
Yeah, g'day, Gaz. Good to be with you, mate.
Great to be with you. And this is, we talked about this early in the piece, the Jack Dyer stand is a magnificent part of the history of our great game. Jack Dyer's such a massive figure, and even more so at the Richmond Footy Club. But progress stops for no one. So how are you going to deal and handle the delicacies around this?
Oh, look, there's some obviously sensitivities, but you know, progress is important, and we need to work hard to meet the needs of the club. And right now, Gary, the most important tool of trade you have as a footy club is your oval. And we've got an oval that probably isn't fit for purpose. It's as our football has become bigger and more athletic and more powerful, it almost becomes smaller every year. It affects the quality of the VFL game and the ability of the players to really display their wares and develop. And perhaps more importantly, we aren't even allowed to play AFL women's football there, which we wanted to use to showcase. So, large the oval to get to MCG size, to future-proof Punt Road, to keep us at Richmond, forever, hopefully, we need to sort of extend into the footprint of the Jack Dyer stand. We need to continue to grow and evolve. We need to meet the long-term needs of the club and ensure Richmond stays at Richmond and doesn't have to look at other alternatives.
Hasn't affected you too much in the last 4 years, Brendan?
No, it hasn't, Tim. But I think it's amazing how, a kid like Noah Bolter, a run and a couple of kicks, and he's almost end-to-end. It does affect the quality of VFL games, and as I said, the ability of the guys to really develop this, to play their wares. And while we think there are some sensitive heritage aspects involved with a stand, we think there is much, much more heritage value in the Richmond Football Club staying at Punt Road Oval in Richmond for the long term.
Where is that at then? Is that a negotiation now? Because this has a heritage overlay, but it hasn't been listed as a heritage building. So where does that actually stand?
Yeah, well, clearly, this is the decision we've made, and it's about a football facility for men's and women's. It's about increasing capacity to about 8,000. It's about a home for our community program, etc. But it's subject to consultations and ultimate approval. So we work close with the government or the relevant regulatory agencies. We work closely with them. And it isn't heritage listed, but there are some heritage considerations given where it is located within Yarra Park. And we'll work through those very carefully.
And I can only assume that they'd be very sensitive issues and it would take some sort of a negotiation to find your way through that. Would you consider rebuilding the Jack Dyer stand in some way? Could you incorporate that in some way in the new building?
Yeah, Tim, as you'd expect, we've looked at all possible options. I mean, it's the history and tradition of the club is very important to us. We've looked at, repairing it. It's currently condemned. We've looked at relocating it brick by brick, but it's just too prohibitive. We'll work hard to ensure that some of the historical aspects of the stand will remain. Will form part of the new stand. Look, it's similar to the MCC, the member stand of the MCC. I think they've done an absolutely wonderful job how they've provided all the sort of modern amenity and comfort, but have maintained some of those lovely heritage historical aspects.
Talking to Richmond CEO Brendan Gale. Brendan, Richmond has been a ruthless football club over the years. Are you a little bit concerned when you start digging around the foundations what you might find?
it's, some of the old skeletons that GR might have spread along there. So a little circumspect.
Hey, Benny, Maurice Rioli Jr., just if I can digress very slightly, wants to become a Tiger, so you must be excited about the prospect of another Rioli coming down to Punt Road.
Yeah, we are. Look, we haven't finalised formalities, Gary, but we expect that will be the case. It'll only be a matter of time. Look, he's had a fair bit to do in a club in recent years. He's been schooled in Melbourne. Look, he's very close with Daniel, obviously. He's Daniel's uncle, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we haven't been able to see him play much this year, like most competitions around the country. There's been interruptions, but different sort of player to Daniel. It does his sort of best work in a telephone box, sort of. That's how he sort of plays. He's quick and powerful. But he's got a lot of work. So, look, we're excited, but a lot of work.
Hey, I think you got enormous credits in the bank at the Richmond Footy Club, and I know there'll be some people who will be concerned about what you're doing, but I'm sure you'll do it respectfully. I, for one, think it's just fantastic. You're going to have to keep developing and keep moving forward, and good luck with it all. We'll watch it unfold and enjoy the, you won't get much of a break, but when you do, put the feet up and enjoy what's been another great year.
Yeah, thanks, Cass. Well, it's really exciting, and I think our fans understand that we need to keep evolving as a footy club, so it's wonderful.
100%. Yeah, Brendan Gale, the Richmond CEO, joining us there. Three flags in 4 years, and as has pointed out to me, Brendan made some big statements here 10 years ago that we all looked at and laughed at and thought, surely not. So that's what I'm talking about. Credits in the bank. This is what they've got to do. They've got to keep evolving as a footy club, keep moving forward. They'll respect the heritage in the past. I mean,
you're all for knocking things down. You're all everything.
100%.
You're all shiny and new. You are. I'm more about heritage and culture and making sure that you have that strong link to yesteryear.
That's right. You'd still have a tree in the middle of the ground and kick around it rather than go cut it down and go through it.
Well, there were more entertaining games played back in the day, Gary.
Let me just look at my rundown. We're here for Coin, of course. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. And reminder, one more chance. We'll announce our final caller of the week today. And then this is not our last show, to be honest. We are coming back Friday week to give away the Toyota Kaluga GX two-wheel drive. Owner Toyota, download the My Toyota app today. So we'll announce the other caller of the week at the end of this show. And then we will give that car away Friday week, which is going to be very, very exciting. State of Origin 3 is on tonight, one apiece. So the decider, we're going to talk to Matty Johns. And then Georgie Samios is going to come into the studio. He's going to sample some of Wispy's wine. He'll take your calls, find out what wine you should be drinking over Christmas. And maybe T-Dollar and G-Money, maybe making an appearance.